Do you think that you carry this kind of attitude is very different from the other Chinese women, you know, in your own experiences while you're talking to other Chinese women?
Go on.
Yeah, do they express a similar attitudes or they somehow disagree with you? Of course, the attitude is not.
I haven't, I shouldn't say I'm not around them that much. I'm not, because of my business, I'm more in the American community.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, you have to separate those, there's those that are in business and those that are at, in home that are not, I mean, those that work and those that do not. I think the Chinese family in the 30s and 40s and, no, I should say maybe 40s and 50s group, there tends to be a lower level of, and it could be that they're the way they are very reserved, but then that reserve turns into more of a syndrome, a way of life, you know. You have the kids and the whole lifestyle is, I shouldn't say the word exciting, that isn't it. They're not involved a lot,
mm-hmm.
in the society or in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the society is moving too quick, and they're not, I shouldn't say they're not a part of it, they are, but they tend to have set patterns in the way they do things, and yet society and the news media dictates it differently, a fast-moving society. And I tend to feel that, though they may feel that, so I shouldn't say, may fulfilling and yet not fulfilling. And they seem to have a set attitude, well, this is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, this is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rather than to look for things to do. I think people that are active, they're more up. I think people that are active, their mind, keeping their mind active, people that read a lot, people that participate, people that give, people that do charity, I feel that they tend to be more positive, because I think all these things, giving all positive, and it comes back to them by the people they give it to, and it keeps them healthy and keeps them young,
mm-hmm.
and they're more vital.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas those that sit and they sort of wait for the period where they become old, and then, you know, it's like a set pattern that they feel that was created for them, and that's those are the steps they're taking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in that way, I'm not a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of the successful women, especially Chinese women or other minority group women, they always experience the hardship, you know, in the process of getting, you know, into a successful stage. Did you have that kind of experiences?
Okay. I think that I would call it more challenge. I know people call it, like yourself, struggle. I think people said they had to work real hard to get there. I don't think women should look at it quite that way. I think it's just the challenges and avenues of accomplishing goals, and that it's like a person running a marathon or a hiker hiking up to the top of the mountain. In his mind, those are not struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Those are gaining an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Or a man playing football or someone playing basketball. Those, we don't call them struggling to
mm-hmm.
make it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we tend to apply that with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
We don't apply it to the man when the man is successful that he struggled.
Mm-hmm.
Then we should not say, we as a woman have struggled, we as a minority woman, we fought for a place.
Mm-hmm.
We should say, this is the natural process. We have a spot there and we work towards it. It's a challenge. And we welcome what people call failure, what people call struggle, because those are the steps that we take in order to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not negative steps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very important, because to remember, because Many will not try because they think it's a struggle.
Mm-hmm. I see. But do you think that women has to take more steps, more challenge, or not necessary?
I think because it may at the very beginning, mm-hmm. Depending on what age bracket you are, because your education is different, and you have more education if you're a younger person than if you're an older person.
Mm-hmm.
And but see, once you have the background, it shouldn't, once you have the background, when you go into business, their doors are tremendously open for mm-hmm. females now. They're all types of managerial positions, all types of opportunities are open to women, more than they were to men.
Mm-hmm.
Men had to work step by step.
Mm-hmm.
Women are taking leaps.
Mm-hmm.
Women, they're more receptive to women than they are to men.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it becomes a situation where they want, whether a woman being a minority or should they have a man, they have to make quotas, they want to include women.
Mm-hmm.
And and if you've had a good background in education, and I think that is true of the Chinese woman, they have a better chance of succeeding
mm-hmm.
than a man.
So they should look at that bright side. And
it really is.
Towards
yeah. Yeah, it's there for us. It's just tremendous. I mean, it couldn't be greater now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that as the years progress, where you have more Asian women, where you have more women in the business, then it's going to be very difficult, if you want to use the word struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's going to be more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the men, though they feel protective of their position, it's only because of the job.
Mm-hmm.
But if their job was open to a male or a female, they might prefer a female because it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
If your attitude is right,
mm-hmm.
If you're not overpowering
mm-hmm.
to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be more difficult to compete with, once a woman has a role, to compete against a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see a woman trying to pick which one she wants? When she's in a position to pick,
mm-hmm.
I think she would prefer to pick a man
mm-hmm.
because a man would be less threatening than a woman,
mm-hmm.
you see? So that we have great opportunities now
mm-hmm.
to move.
It would
be more difficult when there's more women.
Uh-huh. Well, then I guess I have to move on to another question about, you know, the places you have been. You know, we talk a lot about your career, and I probably have not touched a lot of other activities related to your career, like social activities, which I will ask later. But, you know, Well, can you give us an example? How much do you involve in this business? Like, for example, you were a member of the board in several organizations, several boards.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us some examples or?
Okay, presently I serve, the most active board I serve is the Los Angeles Area Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. That takes care of five counties, five LA area counties, and they consist of all your chief executive officers of your major corporations. However, each year, I think between 50 or 60 are nominated,
mm-hmm.
Such as the president of the gas company, the president of Occidental Petroleum, president of CalFed, president of, what are all the, president of Pacific Telephone Company,
mm-hmm.
all these, president of Coast Federal Savings and Loan. They're all members of this board. There are three women. One being myself,
mm-hmm.
I'm the first minority to serve
mm-hmm.
on that board. Then I'm also on the executive board and officer of the Boy Scouts of America, which also consists of the top businessmen in the LA County area. And as approximately 3 years ago, they started to include women. And I was asked to be on this board a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this year I'm the first woman to accept a position as an officer of the Boy Scouts of America.
Mm-hmm.
There's also another woman that's serving as well. I think I was asked, it's become sort of a little network for me in the downtown Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
that if you're on such as the board of directors, many of those boards, directors ask you to serve on. There's, I think it was president of a savings and loan that submitted my name.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I have submitted two names. One is the former Attorney General, Edward Younger,
mm-hmm.
and the present attorney, city attorney for Los Angeles, Ira Reiner.
Mm-hmm.
So they are my two recommendations to the Boy Scouts of America.
Mm-hmm. Were you the also first minority woman on the board?
There's a Japanese woman
mm-hmm.
that presently serves on the board. She must have been there within the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Very active in the community. Toshi Yamamoto.
Mm-hmm.
She's been active in politics for almost 50 years.
I see. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Very, very dynamic woman.
Mm-hmm.
I also serve on the advisory committee, the State of California Department of Economic and Business Development,
mm-hmm.
as appointed by Governor Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Democrat nor a Republican, I'm a nonpartisan.
Uh-huh.
But we meet several times a year regarding the State of California.
Mm-hmm.
I also serve on the Board of Regents and their Executive Committee of Loyola Marymount University.
Mm-hmm.
When I was president of Women's Council, the provost from Loyola Marymount University was serving on the board, so that was, she had asked me to serve on the Board of Regents, or my name was recommended by her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sort of supportive of the nuns in seeing that they're taking care of this, being as a Board of Regents member.
Uh-huh.
I also serve on the Board of Visitors of the Southwestern University School of Law. That's not too active a board.
Mm-hmm.
Recently asked by the Executive Vice President of Pacific Telephone Company
mm-hmm.
to serve with him as a board member on United Way Central Los Angeles Region.
Mm-hmm.
He is presently the chairman.
Mm-hmm.
I've been appointed by Supervisor Antonovich to serve on the board of directors of the Marina Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That's to bring activities to the Marina area. I was the past president of the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce Women's Council, the last president,
mm-hmm.
the first Chinese woman's president, also the last president because we've merged that into the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a separate division anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also on the board of directors of Women of Wall Street West. It consists of a group of women that are involved in finance, and we meet periodically on that. And I'm also a member of the Los Angeles Chinese Women's California Federation of Women's Club.
Mm-hmm.
I was the past president maybe about 7 or 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some of my activities besides my work.
How did you manage to get involved in so many, many organizations?
There are several more that have asked me to serve on their boards,
mm-hmm.
and I have to be careful now. I think I have more than I can handle.
Mm-hmm.
When you're involved, there are other people belong in other organizations, and it begins to grow and grow and grow. But I'm also forming one of my own
mm-hmm.
with a group of Asian presently Chinese and Japanese. Mm-hmm. We've had several meetings now. The purpose of that is to form a network of Asian to be able to network
mm-hmm.
For business.
Mm-hmm.
And also to formulate a list of all the donations that we've given to politicians
mm-hmm.
and be able to work as a team to get more appointments
mm-hmm.
of Orientals on key positions in the state of California.
Mm. So is the what's the organization?
Oh, we have it former Armenia. We've just had like three meetings,
mm-hmm.
and we plan to have our first function. You know, we have a president now for the Chamber of Commerce, a hired president
mm-hmm.
rather than an elected president,
mm-hmm.
Banowski, and though he hasn't been invited, or we're just in the formulating stages, is to have a reception in his honor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a step in business relationship
mm-hmm.
on the level, because the Asians have in the past had their own separate organization but never been involved
mm-hmm.
Outside, but as a group,
uh-huh.
you know, they've been involved with and interact with the American community, but I would prefer they react within the group,
mm-hmm.
rather one group against the other, not against it working that way, rather than work closely in the same group.
Mm-hmm. Who are you thinking of inviting them joining you?
Pardon me?
I mean, who are the, you know,
the people
prospects
that would,
yeah.
would be members?
Yes.
Everyone that we can, that would like to join. We're compiling lists of all the Asian organization. We're compiling a list of presidents of corporations, of Asian-owned corporations, and asking them to be a member of this.
Mm-hmm.
And our first thrust, besides of the because I think it's politically wise for us to honor the president of the Chamber of Commerce, and of course my conditions being on the board. The next step would be to review all the appointments and to see areas, not only for key positions for the Asians, but positions where those Asians in those positions can create jobs or advice to other Asians. And that if we should make our appointments, that there is an understanding that they will support the Asian community.
I see. So most of these people will be like involving business world.
Business, yeah, or people interested
in
the future of their own business or the future of the Asian business, or people that are just interested.
How would that be different from the Chinese businessmen associations? Was that an organization called that?
I don't know. Is there? If there is, I doubt it, because ours is going to include all Asians. And ours would be twofold purpose. One, to be politically powerful. Two, to network. Not network just among the Asian, but network with the American community. Because I plan to find, once we decide the areas we want to approach, then I will form an advisory board of presidents of your major corporation, not the Chinese. Not that they're not major, but to use them as a focal point to develop a relationship, or use their expertise to help us, or their companies to help us.
You will probably stress on the relationship, between Asian and non-Asian, then, in a sense.
Well, yeah. Whatever. What? In other words, we start with the Asian and the Asians networking among themselves,
right.
And the next step is, what else do they need? Two areas, possibly. The support of the American corporation, and the support of the politicians.
I see.
I think maybe that in that way is different. I'm sure that they are doing it in their own way, but we thought maybe we can do it. Hopefully, in support of the other organizations. Not that we would be independent. I've called in several different people to see whether our organization would be in conflict with theirs, because there's no use to form another agent.
Yeah.
But
overlapping.
But I think ours might be a little bit different because of our connection with the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, okay.
Delhi Area Chamber of Commerce.
That's right. Yeah. How did you get involved in Los Angeles Chinese Women's Clubs at the beginning? When did you join them?
I think it's a whole progress, because we were all a part of Kunyin. And from, Kunyin, then we went to the Chinese Women's Juniors. You know, we know each other, and then we get on that one. It's, I guess, in the old days, we didn't have the word networking, but we were, you know, we went to that, to the Chinese Juniors, and from that, we joined the Chinese Seniors.
Oh, I see. So when did you join the Kunyin, and can you describe a little bit about Kunyin's activities?
Yeah, that was
when you were high school?
No, I think college.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was college days. Yeah, when we were in college, maybe it was high school. You know, maybe it was high school. I can't remember.
And who were the members? The Kunyin Club.
Well, I know. Yes, Mabel Hong.
uh-huh.
was, I remember her being our sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
But the members, oh goodness, you know, I can't remember the members. I'll have to look at the old pictures.
Mm-hmm. You have old pictures of them?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I think I do the Quinion, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was the purpose of having a Quinion club?
Oh, just to get the, I guess,
is get for together. Social purpose?
Mm-hmm. I don't think we did any fundraising. It was just social. Mm-hmm. Maybe we did. I forgot already.
What kind of other activities, like social gathering, you went to one member's house, or you always have gathering place?
You know, I forgot even what we gathered. Isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, the Quinion. Now I remember we put on the great event, the New Year's dance.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone looked forward to the New Year's dance. The Quinion Club. I think it was the Quinion Club.
Yes.
My mind is going. But and then of course we had our Christmas party. And then I think our dance was the main function.
Uh-huh. How did you get other like boys involved, because you were a women's club, girls' club?
No, we didn't. They attended our, you know, we all went to Quinion's New Year's dance.
Uh-huh.
But I don't believe there was any involvement. It was just the ladies' meeting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but how about the dance, like New Year's dance, and everybody in town knows that the Queen's Club, so
yeah.
You sort of exclude certain people and inviting only, say, college boys or something?
I think it was the function social event to go to.
Uh-huh.
And everyone looked forward to going to the Queen's dance. Everyone knew about it.
Uh-huh. But then you accept
totally
anybody,
forget.
Whoever comes in, or you...
Oh, yeah.
Sort
for
of
the dance.
Uh-huh.
But maybe we were sort of
was that a sorority
sort of
type?
You know, someone had said that a long time ago when I was at a dance. They said, oh, that they felt we were a little sorority, separated from everyone else, a little bit more fancier than the rest of the people.
Uh-huh.
And I remember someone saying that to me. Well, you know, you're part of the sorority of
uh-huh.
the group. And
uh-huh.
I guess maybe... I wasn't aware of it,
uh-huh.
but I guess we were known as that, a
mm-hmm.
separate little group.
Mm-hmm. Because probably the composition of the club members?
Yeah, I think so.
Like
I
you
think.
Were or higher educated, or it's because of your
yeah.
family background?
Yeah,
slightly.
I think they had a little bit more money in that group,
mm-hmm.
and they were a little bit more in tune with society, in meaning the American society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they weren't... Chinatown oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That maybe that was it.
I see.
Maybe we're more part of the American society.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, I guess that stood out.
Uh-huh.
I think that was
yeah,
it.
Being
of course, not me. I think I was a little naive and simple.
But, I mean, being part of American society means that you practice American way of life more than Chinese way of life, of a Chinatown style. Or
yeah, and I think maybe our attitudes were a little bit more positive and more vivacious,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and a little bit more aggressive, maybe.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then I remember the ladies, the girls, I should say. I always remember what pretty dresses they wore, and they had special design dresses.
Mm.
You know, I didn't. I just made my own, but I remember then. I think maybe that's why they all had really interesting and very, you know, we all wore formal dresses.
Uh-huh. Do you remember some of the members?
Their names? I guess I can, but I can't
okay.
right now.
I shouldn't ask that. But anyway, so...
To get some of those pictures and show you the
yes,
girls.
And we'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because we heard about the club, and we never have chance to, you know, see any of the pictures and talk about the activities.
Mm-hmm. That was a very important
mm-hmm.
part. I wish you can talk to someone.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
And in terms of Los Angeles Chinese Women's Junior, what did you do then? I mean, the whole group moved over to the Los Angeles Chinese Women's Junior, or?
Oh, no, there were, I guess the Quinion, we start meeting more and more sparsely. And I forget how the juniors came about, but I just remember being a part of the juniors.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember, I don't remember the details.
Uh-huh. Is it just automatically you get sort of involved into
mm-hmm.
sort of related in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And how long did the cleaning last? I mean,
the Women's Wall Street was this loosely, very loosely formed organization. We have a couple of judges and people in the stock brokerage firm and people in banking and myself in real estate and one in insurance. And it's ladies that belong to many of the other women's organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sort of a select group that get together occasionally to compare notes. In our last function, I believe it was last year, we invited Senator Doe's wife to talk to us, and we had a luncheon at the Central Plaza Hotel, and it was very, very successful. I picked her up at the airport, and I had a nice discussion with her. She was a very nice lady.
Mm-hmm. So actually, it's like you meet, you know, periodically and sort of discuss the different issues.
Mm-hmm.
All the activities you describe is this year, you know, you are so much involved in this organization. How about in the past years, you know, like did you involve in different kind of organization or similar type of organizations?
Of course, you know, we talked about Kunyan, and then of course Kunyan was the high school and college days, so of course we were involved in, you know, the colleges had their own, the university had their own Chinese clubs, of which we were active in. And I guess
after you got married, did you get involved in any?
Nothing.
You just stayed
home?
Just
stayed home. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember. I maybe went to 70% of the weddings and baby showers because my ex didn't believe in going out or doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really a homebody. So I was not active, except that maybe the Kunyan, I was still active in the Kunyan a little bit whenever they had a meeting. And the meeting was down to like more of a Christmas function. I don't think I was involved in too much, and then of course the juniors a little bit. And then after my divorce, that's when one of my first organizations being involved again was the Chinese Women's Club.
When did you get divorced?
I think it was around 70, 71.
Okay.
Around 70, 1970.
Uh-huh.
And I think I joined the Women's Club maybe a year or two afterwards, and then I became president. I think all these organizations, though they're this year, a couple of them, no, I guess they're all mostly this year, 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them are at least 2 years. Most of these are 2 years.
Uh-huh. But is there any like other kind of professional organization than this one that you joined, for example? Wow.
Oh, the excuse me. It was the Realtors Association.
Mm-hmm.
I attended Realtors meeting there at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you get it? Now involving more like holding the office or positions
it was a difficult period of, you know, learning and working, and so I wasn't I was attending meetings. I forget what kind of meeting, probably just like the Realtors meetings and the office functions, and but no formal organizations like now.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, we probably can go into other area that we can talk about. We went through the schooling, we went to your working experience. How about the places you have been, like, you know, you're living? First, you were living in Old Chinatown with the family.
Okay, and then Crocker Street, 10th
uh-huh.
and Crocker. And then on College Street in Chinatown.
That's behind, above the...
It's College between Hill and Broadway.
Uh-huh.
And we lived in one frame house.
Uh-huh.
And on the same block, and then an upstairs apartment It was only two apartments. It must be a big duplex,
uh-huh.
but upstairs duplex. And then from there we moved to 723 Kensington.
Uh-huh.
And then when I got married.
When was that, 723 Kensington?
Probably around 1946.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-40s.
Why did your family decide to move away from Chinatown?
It wasn't really that far, and it could be. It was my brother. I don't know. We'll have to talk to my brother.
Uh-huh.
Must be to acquire some.
Wasn't your decision?
No, I didn't even know why we just moved. So we'll save that for my brother.
Okay, and then how long did you stay there in Kensington?
Oh, we owned it for a long time. We had it too after my mom passed away.
What year your mom passed away?
You know, I can't remember.
Okay.
Well, ask my brother.
Were you married then?
Yes, we have the big house, several bedrooms, and then we have three stucco houses right next to it that consist of two bedroom each.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a house across the street. So when the family got married, we all lived in each one of those houses.
Ah.
And, yeah, until.
Were they all?